A hugely symbolic moment. Josephine Baker becomes the first black woman and only the sixth woman ever to be admitted to the Panthéon in Paris. The French president paid tribute to a woman who defied huge challenges.
Josephine Baker mena tant de combats.
Josephine Baker fought so many battles with freedom, lightness and laughter. Dazzlingly beautiful and clear-sighted, in a century full of distractions, she made the right choice at every stage. She could always separate light from darkness, and yet nothing was preordained.
Josephine Baker was born in Missouri in 1906, but by the age of 14, she was in New York dancing in all-black musicals. In 1925, the big move to Paris, where she'd star at the Champs-Élysées Theatre. She soon made headlines for her risqué routines, appearing topless and also wearing a banana belt in the Danse Sauvage, something that attracted criticism from anti-colonial activists in France at the time.
Josephine Baker would represent all the fantasies of that era. It was a very colonialist attitude towards her, a very condescending view, but not as racist as what she'd known in the United States. And that's why she tolerated this attitude and played with it.
She was part of a whole generation of people who moved to France. They were black, but they were also Americans. So they were in a higher position than the Africans or the West Indians, who also lived by the thousands in France.
Baker went on to tour Europe and appear in movies. But World War II changed everything. Now a French citizen, Baker worked for the resistance, using her performance as a cover to spy on the Nazis and even Italian dictator Mussolini. She'd eventually become a lieutenant in a female group of pilots under General de Gaulle. She remained loyal to de Gaulle even during the upheaval of the 1968 protests. After the war, Baker got involved in anti-racist politics. She was the only woman to speak at the 1963 March on Washington, D.C., where Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech. But she was also devoted to her family, adopting 12 children and living at a chateau in southwest France. She died in 1975, days after a final show in Paris celebrating her half-century on the stage. At the request of her family, Josephine Baker's body will remain in Monaco, where she was buried. This coffin contains soil from three places close to her heart: the US, Monaco, and France. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.